Hi, my name is Joy Chen, and I'll be reading the article Aviation Pioneer Tidbits, written by Anya Sinha and published in the opinion section of the April 2025 issue of The Tower. Tidbit 1, Amelia Earhart. She launched into the curricular horizon with nothing but a compass, leather jacket, and a special kind of calm and fearlessness that made the sky feel small. Amelia Earhart wasn't just chasing a record, but she was rewriting history. Born in 1897 in Kansas, Earhart grew up with an adventurous spirit and a fascination with aviation that began after witnessing a stunt plane at the state fair. During World War I, she worked as a nurse's aide in Canada and later studied aviation in California, where she earned her pilot's license in 1923, becoming only the 16th woman in the United States to do so. In 1932, Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. As the Lockheed Vega lifted off the runway, its crisp engines scorched the morning mist and began to carry her throughout the thick clouds. Earhart flew for nearly 15 hours, enduring fatigue, mechanical issues, and a variety of storms. Her red monoplane eventually carried her into the history books, accomplishing what few dared to attempt. In 1937, she attempted to circumnavigate the globe, but her journey was cut short when her plane vanished over the Pacific. Her legacy, however, never faded. Today, Earhart is remembered for what, for just where and how long she flew, but for how she made others believe they could reach just as far. Tidbit 2, Bessie Coleman. She flipped, she rolled, and then she carved her name into the sky. Bessie Coleman flew for not just the thrill, but to defy each limit the world put on her. Forbidden from flying schools in her own country, Bessie Coleman crossed an ocean and a language barrier to take to the skies. Coleman was born in 1892 in Texas, one of the 13 children in a working-class Black American and Native American family. As she grew up in the segregated South, she helped support her household through various jobs by discovering her passion for aviation, after being spread through stories of World War I pilots. At the time, no American flight school would accept a woman of her background, so Coleman learned French, traveled to France, and attended the Condren Brothers School of Aviation in La Crotte. She learned to fly using a Nieuport 82 biplane. In 1921, she became the first Black and Native American woman to earn an international pilot license. Upon returning to the United States, Coleman performed various daring stunts at air shows, gaining popularity as she used her platform to challenge restrictions and barriers in the aviation world. She quickly earned the nickname Queen Bess for her fearless air show stunts, doing figure eights and dives that left the world breathless. She dreamed of opening a flight school for aspiring Black aviators. In 1926, while training for a show, she died in a plane crash at the age of 34, but her legacy soared far beyond the bounds of her own life. Bessie Coleman opened the skies to generations of pilots who had previously been advised to keep their feet planted firmly on the ground. Tidbit 3, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur. What does it take to lift human ambition off the ground? For Orville and Wilbur Wright, it took years of tinkering and a simple belief in a vision no one else could yet see. Raised in Dayton, Ohio, the Wright brothers grew up in a home filled with curiosity, books, and encouragement from their father, a bishop who nurtured their love of learning. They poured their time into developing a thorough understanding of mechanics. Although they never pursued formal engineering education, neither earning a college degree, they gained knowledge through hands-on experience working at their repair shop, where they repaired printing presses and bicycles. As their fascination for flight grew, so did their commitment. The Wrights learned how to design, test, and improve machines. Over time, their attention turned skywards. They defined ring shapes as they studied bird flight and tested several control systems, treating the vast sky like a problem they could solve. In 1903, after many years of trial and failure, their homemade aircraft lifted off the dry sand of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The flight lasted a mere 12 seconds, but opened an entirely new realm of possibilities for sky. Their legacy, like the invention, took flight. The Wright brothers are remembered as the inventors of the airplane and proof that bold ideas, persistence, and two great minds working together can change the course of history.